sense of possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy, to tread on me. He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't shake me this
way. I'd rather die than be a slave.
Zero.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. We coming live tonight from Los Angeles, where it's raining like a cow peeing on a flat rock, folks. The page of 2004 has been turned. That's right, forevermore it's been turned. And for those of us fighting the battle of illegal immigration, it was a glorious page indeed. Believe me when I tell you that. With no money, with very few of us involved, we managed to do glorious and miraculous things for our country last year. Those of you who are disgusted, discouraged, and angry about illegal immigration know this. Last year was my 11th year involved in this issue. And I can tell you without a doubt that more progress was made in that 1 year than in all the 10 years before. That's right. We did miraculous things last year, folks. Every time the driver's license thing came up, guess what? We put the pressure on them and beat it back. 245I, remember that one? That's the one where they could pay $1,000 and change the status from illegal to legal. We beat that back more times than I care to remember. You know why? Because we were vigilant, and we saw that we needed to do it, and we saw that our politicians were not going to do it. We saw that we were being fought down by many of the right wing, the left wing. We had all the racist organizations, LULAC, MALDEF, LARASA, METCHA, CHURLA, and all the rest of them against us. And we still fought these issues back. Look at the good people of Arizona. Look what they've done. They took their destiny in their own hands, and they passed Prop 200 against all odds. I'm not talking about something that just went on the ballot, nobody paid any attention. No, they had the governor against them. They had the mayor of Phoenix against them. They had the mayor of Tucson against them. They had all the major newspapers against them. They had the Democrat Party against them. They had most of the Republican Party against them. They had the police union. They had the fire union. They had the teachers union and everybody else against them. And guess what? Oh, and all those racist organizations, they were there against them. And they passed it. They passed it. And you know why they passed it? Because the people wanted it passed. Now that's power. That's raw, unadulterated power. You heard power to the people? This was it. They stepped up and got what they wanted because it was the right thing. And the majority wanted it. 80% of the people in this country, if you asked them about illegal immigration, would tell you they want it stopped. But you won't get that from our elected officials. Oh, no. You won't get that. They'll give you the same old song and dance, the shuck and jive, the BS about, well, it's a complicated issue. The feds will tell you that it's not anything, that it's a complicated issue. If you ask the state about that, say it's a federal issue. When does it stop? When does the pandering stop? When does the hispandering stop? It stops in Arizona right now. The first step was taken last year. Remember when we had only Tom Tancredo in the Congress? One guy, all by his lonesome, standing up for us every time you looked up. This guy was on C-SPAN, preaching the word, telling the good stuff, living the good life for us in Congress. He was by himself, but not anymore. No, he now heads the Immigration Reform Caucus. How many members? 71. 71 members and climbing, folks. 71 members. That's the Congress. We've also got two senators who are with us now in the Senate of the United States. That is amazing. That is a first that happened last year. And then you got the same old good folks who've been fighting the fight over and over and over. You got Barbara Cole, God bless her. Juan Mann, Glenn Spencer, Bill King, Brenda Walker, all the names that we all know so well that have been in this thing forever. But guess what? We've got new names. We got names like Frosty Woolridge. We got D.A. King. We got Teresa Harmon of Tennessee. We've got Mark Edwards on K-Don every night at 10 p.m. in Las Vegas. There's new websites and new groups out there. People fighting this thing from all different angles. We've got ecological groups who are now involved in immigration reform because they know illegal immigration is killing the border areas, and we have an unsustainable water and food supply here in California and the rest of the country. We've got people who are involved with voter fraud who now fighting illegal immigration because they know that's where it stems from. We've got people who are advocates for the school children now who are fighting illegal immigration because they know that's where it stems from. We've got people from all avenues and all walks of life who have jumped into this fight. New websites out there, folks, like wakeupamericafoundation.com.
SherryCarrell.com. iFire.org. That's from Indiana. iFire's from Indiana. These people in Indiana are involved because they've got a problem there. It's not just a California, Chicago deal anymore. No, the whole South, all of the Midwest, back East, New England, everywhere. I just read where a bunch of illegal aliens were taken off the island of Kauai in the state of Hawaii. We are all banding together because we know this thing is out of hand. All of these new names, all of these new websites, these are new soldiers in the fight to fix illegal immigration and to save this country. And let's not leave out people like John and Ken. Let's not forget John and Ken. They have done miraculous things with their political human sacrifice. They have hammered away at this thing on the radio. And Doug McIntyre, good guy, hammers away on this thing. He is a real soldier on illegal immigration. And yes, I repeat again, Mark Edwards in Las Vegas, who has been very vigilant on this thing 5 nights a week. All the talk show hosts, all of them have jumped on this issue, and they are fighting for America, and they have all learned it from one guy, as have I, that is the great George Putnam. George taught us all, and he's still at it. George is still at it, fighting the good fight for his beloved America and for yours and mine. So we applaud him for that. Never before has anybody like CNN stepped up and done a piece on illegal immigration, but they did last year. D.A. King was in it. He was in it. They shorted him, but he was still in it. He got to tell his side of the story. CNN, the most liberal news organization on cable, jumped on this thing and did it. And not just that. Even 60 Minutes has decided to address the topic, starting with our own humble program right here. Now, I ask you, what could be more encouraging to us? And while we're on the subject of the radio show, let me talk about our radio show just a little bit. We are now a truly syndicated radio show. We are on stations across this country. We are on so many radio stations that it scares me. We are heard live in so many states. We're trying to get all 50 of them, folks. We're working on it. But we're on a lot of them now. A lot of them. And I'm going to have a list for you in a couple of weeks. I'm going to get on the station, on the show, and read every one of them because I want you to know where they're hearing our voice live. We have done this on our own. We get no help here from anybody. We've done this on our own and with the help of you folks out there who have been so generous and helpful. We take no salary here. We use the money to stay on the air. We use the money to fight this problem. We have become a syndicated program, and that's not an easy thing to do. And due to the popularity of this show, I am being asked to speak to groups all over the country. Big groups, small groups, huge groups. And I'm going. Every time they call me, if in any way possible, I will go. Because I do this from my heart. I want no thanks for it. Many people are out here doing this now. But I want you to know, I don't do this for pay. I do this because somebody's got to do it. And I'm going to do my part. Everywhere I go, everywhere I give a speech, I am met with anger and disbelief that our country would allow this. And I tell them, you're not alone anymore. There was a time when you were alone. There was a time when there was just a very few people involved, but not anymore. Our show is growing, and the movement to save this country is growing. And I ask a question of all of those of you out here who get tired, those of you who think that nobody else cares, those of you who fight this fight over and over and over and never see any advance. There has been advance, but I'm going to ask you this one question. How much worse off would we be as a country if it wasn't for us doing what we do? Think about it. How much worse off would America be if there weren't people like the Pan people in the state of Arizona, or the people in Colorado, or the people on the radio who scream about this every day, or the people down in Florida who are organizing, or up in Oregon? What would happen if it wasn't for these people? What would happen if there was no organizations out there and there was no web pages like American Patrol? What would happen? We would be worse off. And even though we are standing here with our finger in the dike, we still got our finger in the dike. And it hasn't broken yet. And that hole is getting smaller. It's not getting bigger like in the fairy tale. No, it's getting smaller. And it's getting smaller because of people like you. I repeat, last year, 2004, was a glorious year for us. We should be proud. The other side, the racists on the other side, are trembling in their boots trying to figure out how to stop this swing, this progress that we've made. And you know what I got to tell them? You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till this year. Just wait. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we move to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal, and you're going to say, where do I get one? I've got the place for you. American Real Estate Appraisals, call them at 818-223-9498. These folks are fast, friendly, professional. They will get you the best appraisal for your house, and you know what that means. More money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends or relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live at CRN. That's right, Cable Radio Network, radio on your TV, CRN, Cable Radio Network. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight live at WSRO AM 650 AM Boston, Massachusetts, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, where I co-host the Mark Edwards Show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the year last year, 2004. You know, folks, there was many that I considered for the most horriblest clown of the year. But none of them really had a chance, and you know why. I mean, when I thought about them, it kind of just went out the window as a second thought. This guy had it locked up from January when he started talking about a guest worker amnesty. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about George Bush Jr. Now, let me tell you something. I got no hatred for anybody, but I don't like him. I don't like him. And any of you Republicans that don't like me saying that, you are despicable. Let me tell you why you are despicable. Here's a man that has thumbed his nose at you. Here's a man that is ruining your country. And let me say this. Any California Republican that voted for him, you guys really need to be taken out and taken to the woodshed, because your vote didn't matter anyway. Your vote was thrown away because this is a Democratic state. You know that you were not going to get anything past Kerry here. Kerry owned the state. This was your chance to show the Republican Party that you are angry that their president and that the Senate and the Congress is not doing your bidding. But you didn't do it. Oh, no, I'm going to march into that booth, and I'm going to mark George Bush, and I don't care what anybody says. You idiots! Don't you understand that you blew an opportunity, and it would not have altered the election one bit? But you didn't do it because you wanted to vote for your guy. For the last year, he has been against us. For the last year, he's been making statements opposed by 80% of Americans. That's right. He is opposed by 80% of Americans on immigration. In the last year, Bush has been reaching out to illegal aliens and everybody who supports them in an effort to get the so-called Hispanic vote, which he ain't going to get. Every one of those votes he gets, he loses 4 hardcore American conservative votes, and he doesn't have the sense to realize that. And those of you who keep telling me about he's just listening to bad advice from Karl Rove, then who's the Mac? Who's the fool? If he's listening to Karl Rove, that means Karl Rove is the pimp. And what does that make George Bush? You tell me. This man, if he's letting somebody run him in the White House, who is going to be in the history books when the legacy gets written down? You think it's going to say, George Bush messed this up, but don't blame him because Karl Rove told him to do it. That sounds like little children. Oh, mama, he told me to do it. Bush is on his own watch, and he is responsible for everything that happens on his watch for this 8 years. And he is responsible for this. And I'm sick of you people telling me, well, he's a good man. He is not a good man. Good men don't do this to their country. They don't do it. But I'm going to have the emails. Oh, you said something about my beloved president. If I said something about him, it's because he earned it. I have never told a lie on this man. He's constantly making statements about amnesty and then masking them with terms like guest worker program. Just last week, he made a statement in a press conference concerning illegal aliens, but he never once called them illegal aliens. When talking about his guest worker amnesty, he said, quote, it's a compassionate way to treat people who come to our country. People who come to our country, people who have invaded our country, people who have violated the sanctity, the sovereignty of this great nation. That's who these people are. They're not people who, quote, come to our country. Let me give you the rest of this quote. Quote, it recognizes the reality of the world in which we live. There are some people, there are some jobs in America that Americans won't do and others are willing to do them, unquote. Go talk to those people that used to pluck those chickens back there in North Carolina, Mr. Bush. Go and talk to the people that worked at those pork processing and beef processing plants and the turkey plants who were making $15 to $18 an hour. You can't get a job there now that starts at any more than $8 to $10. Are you telling me that if you put it back at the $15 an hour, Americans would not take those jobs? If you say that, you are a liar. You are a liar, and anybody who says that is a liar. And these people want those jobs, but the illegal aliens have run the wage so low that Americans don't want them anymore, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't take it either at that wage. But that's what you want, because you've got to pay back certain people. President Bush is personally responsible for stripping the driver's licenses for illegal aliens and government acceptance of the matricular consular clauses from the intelligence bill last year. But I know he's a good man. He's your president. He is ruining this country. And he earned the title, most horriblest clown of the year. I'm sorry, folks. That's how I feel. And if he was here, I'd say it right to his face. Because it's wrong what he's doing. And anybody that says this is just one issue, you are wrong and stupid. Because this issue touches all issues. And no issue has a better chance of killing this country than this issue does. But you continue to tell me, well, this is just one issue. He's a good man. He's not. He's not. Do I think he's an evil man? No, I don't. But I don't think he's a good president either, and that's my opinion. All right, folks, we've got somebody on that's going to tell us about the initiative process in the state of Colorado. Marty, how you doing this evening?
Fine, thank you, and thank you for having me on your show.
It is my pleasure. Tell us all about it.
Okie dokie. I am Marty Litch, and I am one of Defend Colorado known team captains, and I want to talk a little bit about our 2006 initiative. Defend Colorado Now is an amendment to the Colorado State Constitution. It's much like Arizona's Proposition 200. and it will require people living in Colorado to show they are legally present in the United States before accessing any taxpayer-funded services that are meant for us. Our initiative also includes, of course, continuing education and emergency health care for anyone here. The description of Colorado, Defend Colorado Now, is found under Section 51 that states, in part, restrictions on services are as follows. The provision of non-emergency services by the state of Colorado is restricted to citizens of and aliens lawfully present in the United States. I know our most common question or area of concern is how will our state, our county, or our local employees know who's entitled to these services and who isn't without spending more tax money. In May of 2003, our governor signed in a House bill, and it set standards for secure and verifiable identification documents, and they are the ones that can be accepted by state agencies. So we don't have a problem there. Our concern is...
Marty, I often wonder, what do people say when they argue against that? I mean, who can argue against something that's going to prove who somebody is? I don't get it.
They think it's going to cost them more tax money to prove
it. Okay. Well, it's not going to cost them any more tax money, but that's not their real reason. When they say that's the reason, it's not. They want these people here. They want them to vote. They want them to get welfare. They want everything else that they've been doing, and they don't want to change it. That's a fact.
The concerns that are raised, I think, are fed by who we believe will be opposing our initiative, and I know oppose Arizona's. So you're correct.
It's the same groups, the Catholic Church, MALDEF, LULAC, La Raza. It's the same suspects over and over and over who keep opposing everything we do. And if you ask them, why are you doing this? Well, we want justice for immigrants. Okay, we're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. Now, why are you involved? Why are you against this? Well, we think that immigrants should be treated fairly. We're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. Okay, now, why are you against this? They never can give you an answer.
Nope.
They never
can't.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's all about race. It's all about race.
It's all about where the money is.
That's right.
Big money talk.
Oh, yeah.
When you sit and look at schools, and they were ones that also fought Arizona's initiative, education isn't affected, but it is affected if they think the parents are going to pull the kids because they're funded daily
by those seats being full. That's right.
And they don't tell people that. WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children Taxpayer Grocery Money, they'll be affected. Head Start will be affected. Health departments, hospitals. And, of course, nonprofits, they're all affected. They all want that money. And that's what it's all about. I kind of call it it's the opposite of taxpayers' wishes, but it's an illegal alien industry.
It's like the great George Putnam always says, follow the money trail.
There you go.
And the funny thing about it, Marty, is that we know what's going on. They know what's going on. They know that we know they know what's going on, but they won't fix it. It's sad. It's really a shame. And I hope you guys can get this thing through as Arizona did. We're trying here in California, but we need a lot more signatures than you do. But this is the one time that we can take the power away from the politicians and put it in the hands of the people. Marty, I got to take a break. I'm going to come back and let you sum up what you're saying. I want everybody to listen to this clip. We've played it now for about a month and a half, but this was made when 187 was being contested, and this is what they think. This is what the opposition, not all Hispanic people, no, just the racist end of the Hispanic race. These are the ones who don't want you to have an initiative process because of various reasons. Listen to this.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. And it's changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Show and we talk about illegal immigration. Marty Litch, I want to appreciate you coming on. I want to thank you. And I want you to sum up what you're talking about. Tell us what the feel of the people is out there when you talk about this initiative.
Actually, it's excitement. And believe it or not, I even hear that in the public school.
That's good to hear.
They see. And I do want to say, I want to urge every state in America to follow Eric Adams' lead.
Yes. Actually, I have to jump in, Marty. You have to follow California's lead because we did it in 1994.
Yes, I mean, you did.
To be fair, California did it first, but Arizona got it done too recently, and we applaud them for that.
Absolutely, and it was successful. So if our federal government's not going to listen, let's make them listen
there
on
you
the
go.
State level.
Every state that has this process should be using it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If you want to call your Congress, call them toll-free at 1-800-648-3516. If you want more information on Defend Colorado Now, go to www.defendcoloradonow, which is one word, .com, or you can call them at area code 303-670-6534. Illegal immigration is a windfall for everyone. Except us lowly taxpayers. Let's take it back.
Give that phone number one more time, Marty.
Okie dokie. Area code 303-670-6534. 6534.
DefendColoradoNow.com.
Yep, that's it.
Marty Litch, thanks very much. You made some very good points about the money, because that's what's behind it all. And those who are opposing us on this are a lot of them based on race. The people that they are fighting for look like them, sound like them, come from the same place they come from, and have the same allegiances that they have. And the other thing is money. Those two issues are going to always pop up every time.
I call it big money, which is corporations that speak to big brother.
There you go.
Government.
All right, Marty, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Good night.
You too, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, folks, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Sandy, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Sandy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Happy New Year, Terry.
Likewise, Sandy.
Terry, you talked about our governor being against Prop 200. Well, she has not given up. I want to tell you what she did recently. We caught her at it. We want to broadcast the word so that everyone can call her office and object, because we know many Arizonans listen. In the process of, quote, implementing Prop 200 as she promised she would, she threw a ringer. And the process has a little loophole added to it. And let me read to you what she's added. Applicants for welfare benefits will be required to verify their citizenship by providing documentation or by attesting in writing and under penalty of perjury that they are a U.S. citizen. So all they have to do is come into a welfare office, present a notarized statement, and use their matricula consular as the notary's ID, swear that they are a U.S. citizen, and bam, they don't have to come up with any other documentation to prove that they are legally in Arizona.
Now
several people called her office, and what they reported being told is that this was done to accommodate older people who hadn't worked in many years and had no ID and that sort of thing. But we all know that the older people are not her constituents.
No, they're not.
The constituency she's looking for are the illegal aliens.
And the jackpot babies.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Sandy? She needs to be sued. I don't know if you can do that. No, I'm totally serious. There should be a lawsuit. Well, there should be other things, too. But a lawsuit is the only one we can actually do.
Right.
And I want to ask you a question. Why do you guys elect these people? I mean, what?
I didn't elect them.
I know you didn't. I met you Arizonans. Why does everybody I know hates this woman? They hate her guts.
Yep.
But she's in office. What happened? She got reelected. What happened?
No, she didn't she isn't reelected. She was just reelected.
So this is her first term?
Right.
Okay.
And 2 years from now, she will be up for reelection. And I wouldn't put any money on her being returned to office.
We should endeavor to keep her name in the mud as much as we can until that time. See,
I thought
she had been reelected. Is there term limits there in Arizona?
I'm not sure whether there are for the governor there are. For our legislators there are. And I believe the governor is two terms.
Uh-huh.
I think when she comes up for reelection, if she even has the nerve to stand, this is going to be reminded to the voters.
I hope so. Sandy, I truly hope so, because this is just unreal.
Right.
Unreal.
And I do want to let everybody, I know many people in Arizona listen to your show, and to go to either call her office tomorrow and let them know what you think of what she's done.
Tell her she sucks.
Or go to the website. Send her an email, a fax.
Do you have a phone number, Sandy?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a number for her?
No, I don't. Not offhand.
Okay. Well, I'm sure folks can find it if they need
it. They can.
All right, Sandy. Thanks for calling us and giving us that.
Thank you, Terry. Have a good evening.
You too. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Virginia, calling from Lakewood, California. Virginia, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I keep hearing everybody talk about all of our problems, and you know the fish stinks from the head.
Yes, it does.
And I called an all-night talk show one night some time back, and I said, all we do is talk, talk, talk. This man is not, speaking of George Bush is not protecting this country. And I said, we should mention the word and act on the word impeach. I never hear that.
No, you don't.
And so I said, this is her battleship, Virginia, and I say this man should be impeached. And a man called in, and he torpedoed me. Well, I've got my head above water, and I'm spouting.
Good for you.
But I still think we should still think it, talk it, act on it.
Well, you know what, Virginia? There's people who will say, are you crazy? He's a good man. Well, you know, I don't think that much of him, and I don't think he's a good man. And if we don't like somebody, that's our opinion, and we have the right to act on it. As long as what we do is legal and by the law, we have a right to that. This is America. And I have heard that impeach thing. I just did a read a poll the other day from AmericanResistance.com, and one of the things on there was, do you think the president should be impeached for what he did? And guess what? A huge percentage of the people said yes. I was surprised. I really was.
Good.
That's how people feel now.
Good.
So,
well, you know, he wants amnesty. Call it anything you want.
That's what it is.
He has to get under it, around it, over it, or through it, or whatever. He wants his way on that. And I think we ought to just squelch him, but good. And we better. And another thing, while I'm on a roll, I'm not too choked up about Schwarzenegger. You know, on that driver's license deal, he kept talking about all the business of it has to be a certain way, make a card this way, that way, the other way. He finally vetoed everything, sure, but he left the door open.
Yes, he did.
So those suede shoe boys are working on some darn thing to come around that. You watch. It'll come up again. He should have said, this is the law. If a red light is a red light, it means all of you stop, whether you have a damn hangnail or not. And that's it. But, no, my God, all those muscles and no backbone.
Well,
that's,
you know what?
That's the way I feel.
Let me, and Virginia, I'm right with you on Schwarzenegger. What I want him to say as my governor, I want him to say, you know what? We ain't giving you no license today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, week from Tuesday. You're never going to get a driver's license for us as long as you're in the country illegally. We ain't making them in any color, shape, or form. End of story. Don't bother me anymore.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear from him. And that's not what we've heard. Here's another Republican. And everybody's supporting him, Virginia, because he's a Republican. He's one of us. He's a Republican. He's not a Republican.
Labels baloney. I'm
there
a Republican.
Go. Well, he's not. This guy is as conservative as Fido. This guy sucks. He's just as bad as the president, but people are going to support. Look how Sean Hannity. Listen to Sean Hannity sometime. How Sean.
I can't take that.
Oh, I can't take him either. How he sucks up to the president. And you would think he was a twin. You'd think that Schwarzenegger was his twin. They both came from the same woman, the way he kisses this man's anatomy.
Well,
it's unbelievable. But all because he's a Republican. It's party first and country last. And that's the way it is with a lot of people from both sides of the aisle. Virginia, thank you so much for your call. You always give us such wisdom.
Thank
right
so
from the
much.
Heart. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love her. All right. Let's go to Aaron calling from Torrance. Aaron, what do you say?
Hey, bro.
What's up?
Let me tell you, your most horrible clown of the year should be the most horrible traitor of the year, in my opinion.
I agree. You're going to make enemies by saying that, though, Aaron. These people don't like it. They'll tell you shouldn't talk against another Republican.
Well, I'm an American, not a Republican. Let's get the record straight.
Good for you.
Anyway, what I want to talk about is today I was out petitioning. In the rain, mind you, I actually got...
Good
actually,
for you.
It was good. It was fun. I was with three other people. Paul, who you had on your program last week, and a couple other gentlemen who I won't mention because they're not normally known. But we got a total of the last 3 days, 244 signatures.
That's good work. Good
and
work.
Today, myself, I got at least about 40 or 50, which is my usual. So I've decided now that this isn't such a big bad thing as I thought it was going to be. I was thinking that the Raza Nazis were going to, boo us and all that stuff. And that some of that happened, but it wasn't as dramatic and as ugly as some people would probably think it would be. Really, what I'd like to see is, or what I suggest is, that I'd like to see us all win this overwhelmingly before February. And everybody that's involved... Or everybody that could be involved should be involved.
Well, you know what? We invited Mr. Issa on the show. We haven't heard back from him yet. But Mr. Issa says he's going to give us some type of help. He's already sent out some petitions to, I think, 200,000 of his people. That's going to help. We can do this, folks. Aaron's out here in the rain. I know you folks can circulate a petition on your job, on your street, to your neighbors, to your relatives, to your friends. All we need you to do is get one of them filled out, 10 signatures, send it in. That'll be a huge help. And those people, every one of them that you talk to, ask them if they want to take a petition.
Right.
This is like Arizona and Colorado, like Marty said, like Sandy was talking about. We've got people from all states coming on here talking about what they're doing. We have to do it, too. And I know it's tougher for us because we've got so many people here. We have to get so many signatures. But this is important, and we've got less than 2 months to do it. So let's get on it, folks.
We can do it. That's the most important
thing. Absolutely.
It can be done. It is not impossible. It is not the unreachable, the unthinkable. We had a couple of people like that today. Obviously, nothing we can do about them. They signed the petition still.
That's good.
But they did
their job.
They signed the petition, but I told them, I said, look, there's something you probably don't know about. And they didn't hear this, about the Riverside illegal alien grab. They didn't hear about that. And I said, we almost had a mass exodus out of the state in Riverside during the summer months because of the INS sweeps that were out there.
Right.
And they went, huh?
Self-deportation.
Yeah, self-deportation almost happened. And
it's very important because if we ever get things like this going, they will take themselves out of here. That's all we want. I don't care how they leave. Just get on. You know, don't make a speech about it. Just go. That's what we want.
Things smoking.
There you go. All right, Aaron. Got to go, buddy.
Okay, bro.
Thanks for the call.
Talk to you, bye.
All right. Let's go to Brian calling from San Diego. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes,
I really
sir.
Appreciate it. I just wanted to applaud you, man, because, I mean, I'm an African-American male. I'm 38 years of age, and I've been in the San Diego area for about 20 years now. I was in the military, and I got out and so forth, and I stayed out here, and I'm originally from Chicago, and I've just seen how this whole immigration thing has played out. I'm really disappointed in our black leadership. I mean, our so-called black leaders, your Jesse Jacksons, i.e. Al Sharpton, your Maxine Waters, none of them have said anything about this issue, and it has affected black people.
Brian, not only have they not said anything about it, but those who are Congress people, they have voted against us every time a bill that has come up that would help us, they voted against it. So,
exactly. It's like the 800-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to acknowledge.
That's right.
I mean, that it's there. And that's the thing, man. I think that what we're going to have to do is come when Maxine Waters goes up for reelection, we're going to have to reassess her. If she's not willing to support us on this issue, then we're going to have to vote her out.
And Diane Watson and Sheila Jackson Lee and Conyers and Rangel and all the rest of these so-called black leaders who ain't doing nothing, Jesse Jackson Jr., they all suck. They're horrible. And they see, Brian, what's happening to the black community, how we have just been inundated with these people. They have taken over our schools, our housing, everything, our jobs, everything. And these people say they're out there fighting for us, but they're not. They're fighting for their own paycheck.
That's right, because they will not speak out on this issue.
Hear,
and
hear.
I haven't heard too many people touch on this, but this illegal immigration has affected black people in particular.
Come here every Sunday night, brother. You can hear it every Sunday night. And do me a favor down in San Diego. Spread the word. You listening on KDON?
Yes, I do.
Spread the word. You can hear us loud and clear. 720 AM KDON out of Las Vegas. We're heard on 11 states from that station, and people are calling all the time from all over Northern California, Utah, Nevada. It's really a good deal for us to be on there. I'm glad you can hear us. Spread the word, brother. I appreciate it. And call me again.
I'll support you, brother. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Take care. All right. Let's go to Cindy calling from Cochise County, Arizona. Cindy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. This is Cindy on www.governor.state.az.us. Janet Napolitano put out a press release on 12/4/04, she put out a press release. I want to know why the major press did not pick this up. And this is the same thing Sandy called about. What process will Arizona Department of Economic Security staff use to determine if an applicant is undocumented?
So we're just taking their word again.
Birth certificates, passports. Certain driver's licenses from states in which the issuing authority has verified legal status. Applicants will be required to verify their citizenship by providing documentation, get this, or by attesting in writing and under penalty of perjury that they are U.S. citizens. What a joke and what a slap in the face.
Boy, that's amazing.
To all of us
in the country, yes,
not just Arizona. She put this out as a press release. Where's CNN?
Well,
let me tell you something.
It ain't a done deal yet, and somebody's going to have to sue. Going to have to sue to make this thing right. But it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
Folks can get her phone number off of that website.
Give that website again, Cindy.
Okay. It's www.governor.state.arizona.us. And on the bottom there, you can click the contact, and the phone number is 602-542-4331.
Give the phone number one more time, real quick, Cindy.
Area code 602-542-4331.
I want everybody in the I want everybody in the country to call her and tell her she sucks.
And call the major press.
There
Where
you go.
Are they calling her out on?
Absolutely.
That?
All right,
God
Cindy.
Bless you, Terry.
Thanks for the call. You too. You take care.
Bye bye.
All right, let's go to Sherry calling from Encino. Sherry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. I was going to call you last week, but I was far too emotional, so I'm calling you now. And I just want to let your listeners know about this story. It happened the week of Christmas. She has a new boyfriend she's dating. He was riding home from work on his motorcycle here in the San Fernando Valley, and an illegal alien speeding ran a red light, crashed into his motorcycle. The young man, 6'2", very healthy and strong, on the top of the list to become a firefighter, just made the top of the list. He's been waiting for years. Flew over the Mexican's truck, crashed into the street, broke both legs, both arms, crushed one arm completely and wrist, crushed one knee and leg and heel, and he's in the hospital now for God knows how long.
He's going to be there for a while.
He's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know about his firefighting career.
Well,
I do know about his firefighting
career. That's probably out the window now, unless he has one hell of a recovery.
Yeah, that's right, a miracle.
Yeah.
And let's pray for that. But the illegal's license plate number was captured. But guess what, Terry? It was bogus.
I'm sure.
Untraceable.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it unbelievable?
This happens 1,000 times a day in this country, Sherry. Nobody's saying a word about it.
That's what the cop says.
It happens all the time.
Hundreds a month here in L.A.
Unbelievable.
Hit and runs.
Sherry, thank you for that bad news. Our best to the young man. I'm sure he's going to be okay. To what extent, we don't know, but we'll all pray for him.
Thanks a lot, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. All right, let's go to Zev calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Zev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Is this Terry?
Yes, sir.
Terry, Giselle, Phoenix. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. Just wanted to comment on a couple of questions and statements made earlier tonight about congressmen. I think we should get a grassroots program throughout the United States and hit these boys all at one time, because we don't know who's good and bad up there.
Well,
my opinion is they're talking out of one side of their mouth and doing something else on the other side.
Well, Zev, that's typical. That's typical. They've been doing that for years.
But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of them involved in all of this elite business, and we just don't know who they are.
That's right.
So I suggest we just hit them all and start over again.
Well, I don't know what you mean exactly by hit them all. I'm assuming you mean vote them out of office.
Vote them out of office.
Okay, that's a good clarification.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing, and a lot of them need to be turned over. Now, there's a few in there that I want to keep. Those who have proved what they're about. Those who have stood up to the president, like Tom Tancredo. This guy has stood up to his own president of his own party and told him, you're wrong. And he's walking the walk, Zev, so we're going to keep him and a few others. But I agree with you. We need to clean house. We really do.
Well, they're going to have to prove themselves to me.
I like it.
You know?
I like it.
So that's my comment.
I wanted
to say that we need to vote them out of office and put some people in there that can listen to the people and do what they say they're going to do.
All right, Zev. Thanks for the comment. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, not much time.
Terry, Happy New Year. First of all, a comment and then a question. My comment, I took personal offense when Bush said that Americans would not do certain jobs.
Like we're a bunch of elitists, you know?
When I was a kid, I worked at Jack in the Box. I was a busboy, and I was a dishwasher. So this stuff that Americans will not do certain jobs, let me tell you, he is a liar. Second, I have a question, Terry. Maybe you might know this. If the FTAA, which I know Bush would love to see pass,
oh, yeah.
If that does pass, is that going to make our Constitution basically null and void? Jennifer and I were wondering.
It's going to hurt it quite a bit, and it's going to open the borders up wide legally.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a problem. We're going to have somebody on to talk about that in the next few weeks, so we'll have the straight information on that.
Cool. Terry, you have $40 coming to you for a calendar.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Happy New Year, my
friend. All right. On the subject of calendars, folks, anybody wants to get one, drop something in. This gentleman's going to drop $40. Put whatever you can, $1,000, $5, 50 cents. Drop it in an envelope. Send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will give that address out at the end of the show, and we will get you the 2005 Terry Anderson Show calendar, and I don't want to see him on eBay. Now, if you get them, keep them. Don't sell them. I know they'll be worth a lot of money someday. Michael, calling from Van Nuys, California. Michael, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, Terry, I'll get on with it here. It's in the Daily News yesterday, there's an article that says, is Mexico too involved in U.S. internal affairs? And I'll capsulize it. A Mexican official, I'll speak in addition of an enemy, acknowledged the sensitivities involved and said, Mexico will take very careful steps in its lobbying efforts. We recognize in this is a very delicate matter. Mexican officials say they plan to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote the issue of its 47 Mexican consulates in the United States, focusing on regions that the government officials consider crucial to success. Mexico plans to hire lobbyists to work closely with leading U.S. think tanks and universities to promote its national interests, the Mexican official said.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that'll just make blood boil.
Meddling in our country, which they shouldn't be doing. Mike, thanks for the call.
You got it.
All right, take care. All right, real quick, you got about 15 seconds. We got Mike calling from Los Angeles, last call. You got 15 seconds, the show is over.
Yeah. Those people in Arizona that swear that they're citizens, they're going to go out and they'll be able to vote because they'll have to be accepted as citizens. So they need to impeach her or recall her real fast, because in 2 years there'll be so many of them doing that that they'll be the majority vote.
Mike, that is words of wisdom. You are absolutely right. The way these people have babies is just amazing. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Take care. All right, folks, can't take any more calls. I want to thank everybody who participated in the show tonight. I want to remind you, a couple of good columns to read this week with the swings. Listen to these titles, Blagorian Calendar and I'm Okay, Free Me. Read them on our website. That's This Week with the Swings. They write exclusively for us. I want to thank everybody who participated in the show. I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls. I want to thank Mike Reed, engineer par excellence. And I want to remind everybody, we do need your help to stay on the air. If you want a Terry Anderson Show calendar, drop a little something in the envelope. Send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will get it right out to you, and we thank you. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. Folks, great show coming on after us. Let me remind you of those three websites we talk about all the time, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.